I once read of two Australian young men who went on a Roman holiday. And on Sunday, they found themselves in a small Roman town. Being very devout Catholics, they decided to go to church. So they went to church, and they found that everything was in Italian. They didn't know a word of Italian. So the two of them decided to do what the man in front of them would do. If the man rose, they would rise. If the man knelt, they would kneel. If the man sat down, they would sit down. That's what they did. And so the whole mass went through very, very successfully. Towards the end, when everybody was seated, the priest made an announcement. And the man in front of them stood up. And these two spontaneously stood up as well. And the whole church burst out laughing. After Mass, they were very embarrassed, so they went to the pastor and said, "Pastor, please excuse us. We are from Australia. We only speak English. We don't know Italian. Now, could you tell us what was that announcement?" And the pastor said, "Well, I just said, next Sunday there is a baptism, and I want to know who are the father of the child." Oh my goodness. I'll never forget that. So it doesn't pay to follow what the others are doing. You just do what you want to do. My dear friends, my message this evening can be framed in just one sentence. When God has a mission for us, He does not choose the qualified. He qualifies those whom He chooses. When God has a mission for us, He does not choose the qualified. He qualified those whom He chooses. When Christ Jesus realized that His enemies were plotting to kill Him, He earnestly set about making provision for the future. His work had to continue after Him. He had to be sure that the ones He chose were dependable, loyal, courageous, and committed to nothing short of the very best. That was a very weighty responsibility, and so Christ Jesus spent an entire night in prayer, communing with His Father and the Holy Spirit, so that He would have the seal of approval of the other persons of the Blessed Trinity. It was a crucial decision. The next morning, Christ Jesus came down from the mountain, and there were His followers, about 72 or more. And Christ Jesus went around and He picked 12, just 12. And I can almost hear the others say, "Goodness me, how come He chose this and him when in reality I am more eligible?" So there must have been a lot of dissension. But Christ Jesus was quite insistent. He chose just 12. They had neither education, nor social status, nor wealth, nor influence. But Christ Jesus deliberately chose them because He firmly believed that when God has a mission for a person, He does not choose the qualified. He qualifies those whom He chooses. Indeed, the ways of God are mysterious, but always marvelous. 2,000 years later, the Catholic Church is the most flourishing institution in the entire world and in history. Undoubtedly, it has gone through some very severe crises, but the Catholic Church has always emerged jubilant and triumphant. And this is because the Catholic Church alone has been instituted by Christ Jesus Himself. This is the reason why Christ Jesus expressly said to Peter, the first pope, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it." I can well imagine St. Peter saying to Jesus, "Jesus, are you quite sure? Why don't you just rethink your decision? Why don't you consider John or James or whatever?" And Jesus would not change. He selected Peter, and He said, "You are Peter, and I shall be with you always, even until the end of time. When God has a mission for us, He does not choose the qualified, He qualifies those whom He chooses. Indeed, the ways of God are mysterious, but always marvelous. My dear brothers and sisters, if I may be permitted to be personal, about 4 years ago, I was in my office, immersed in my work, when my telephone rang. I lifted it, and it was from a lady whom I knew. She shocked me with the news. She said that her husband, Ron, had met with a very severe accident. She didn't give me any details, but she said his condition is critical. Can I please come immediately? And I said to her, I certainly will, but could you please check with the physicians and check whether I can come? It would be futile if I were to go there and say, no, Father, you're not permitted to see the patient. So she consulted with the physician, and the physician said, I can give Father only 5 minutes. And I said, it doesn't matter, I need those 5 minutes. They're very crucial. When God has a mission, He does not choose the qualified. He qualifies the ones He chooses. And so I rushed to the hospital. Now, in any public hospital in the world, be it in America, Australia, or any other country, they have the best trauma teams. Persons who will leave no stone unturned to save a patient, regardless of his or her condition. I went there, and I was ushered into the intensive care unit. What I saw was horrific. Ron was a deliverer. He would take loads. So overnight, his truck would be loaded with, say, 5 or 6 large loads. And the next morning, he had to go to these 5 or 6 places and deliver the loads. He didn't have to use his hands at all, except to use a remote control. The remote control would snap a load, lift it, transfer it, and drop it. That was all. Well, this morning, Ron was delivering a whole load of corrugated iron sheets. He lifted the load, he stretched it across, and the straps gave way. And the entire load came right at him like an arrow, knocked him to the ground, and hurt him very, very severely. His teeth were broken, there were large gashes in the face, his hands were broken, his spine was broken in 3 places, his legs were broken, his ribs were broken. So his condition was very, very critical. Very critical. And for a moment, brothers and sisters, I felt a crippling sense of helplessness because his wife and family were staking all their hopes on me. To them, I was an extension of Christ Jesus, and they were wanting the impossible. I wasn't perturbed at all because I could sense that Jesus was very much with me. And so I took his hand very reassuringly, and I said, Ron, don't give up. You will get better. As God is my witness, brothers and sisters, I didn't prepare those words. But very spontaneously I said it to him because I needed to boost his morale. If he was to get better, I had to boost his morale. And so I said to him, I said, Ron, you will get better. He nodded his head. Respectfully, he received the Eucharist. I gave him the sacrament of the anointing, the apostolic blessing, and I gave him another blessing. And I said, Ron, you will get well. And I left. His wife would keep me posted about the progress. And after about 4 days, she said to me, Ron is making very good progress. And I was heartened. The fractures in the spine were set right. The fractures in the neck were set right. The fractures in the hands were set right. After 3 or 3.5 weeks, he was transferred to a general ward where his legs were beginning to heal. And about 2 months later, he was discharged. His wife informed me. And I said to her, I said, please go home, rest, relax, recoup, And when Ron is ready, please let me know. I would love to come and visit him. So about 2 weeks later, she phoned me and said, right, Father, you can come today. So I went to the house, brothers and sisters, and I rang the bell. You can imagine my joy when the door opened. There was Ron, as healthy as ever, as normal as ever. No one would ever imagine that only 6 weeks ago, he went through a very traumatic accident that almost killed him. He was a new man, really transformed. And I never stopped to thank and praise God. When God has a mission for us, he does not choose the qualified. He qualifies those whom he chooses. I share this message with you, brothers and sisters, each and every one of you without exception, because I want you to know that you have been chosen by God to be an ambassador. This is why Christ Jesus said to all of us without exception, you are the light of the world. So let your light shine before people so that seeing your good works, they give praise to our Father in heaven. When God has a mission for us, he does not choose the qualified. He qualifies those whom he chooses. Cardinal Henry Newman, he said in words that are almost immortal, he said, God has created me to do him some definite service. He has given to me a special mission that he has assigned to no one else. I am like a link in a chain, a bond of communication among persons. I shall do God's work. I shall fulfill God's mission.